talk to me about the process of finding a kidney donor. You're on dialysis. We needed to get you a donor. There are two types, as we've talked about in a previous podcast, deceased donors and living donors. You were lucky to find a living donor. How did you find that person? Or did they find you?
I think they found me. Yeah. From day one, it's a faith walk, I have to say. It's a faith walk. You know, it's when you think about it, you're actually asking someone for part of their body. You're asking someone, hey, this is my blood type. Can I have your kidney? Now, that's a tall order to ask someone. And I was blessed, again, with my wife, Alita, and Andy Willis. This is the part that my goal was to concentrate on recovery and doing everything I was supposed to do. And I think Alita and Andy, who I've known for a number of years, they began with the internet, sending out emails and updating people. And I think a lot of people inquired about it. It gave them an opportunity to learn more about kidney disease. But I was very fortunate to have someone right in my office, Lindsay Ritchie, who came forward and said, I think I'm going to give you my kidney.
And it's the most wonderful gift anybody can possibly give.
It is an awesome gift. And I often tease with Lindsay by saying, if I would have known you were going to give me your kidney, I would have at least taken you out to lunch or sent you flowers. But you can't best believe that I've done those things now. But it forces yourself, when that happens to you, you have to ask the question for yourself, are you willing to help somebody else in need? Because you ought to be able to help someone else in need if you are going to be on the receiving end. And when Lindsay first started talking about it, I must admit, I didn't know she was going to be a match. All of this is done in a confidential way. When other individuals were talking about saying that I'm going to at least try, I was blown away. I was just blown away of kindness, of love, or of people just willing to do something in order to save my life. And so it leaves you with that feeling on the inside of you. I call Lindsay at least every Tuesday still of every week. And when I started that, she said, how long are we going to do this? I said, however long I'm living, you can expect a call. And of course, Tuesday was the day of my surgery. But you think about it, that somebody is willing to take a part out of their body to have an operation to go through that particular process for you. And that's a lot.
She's doing well now.
She's doing great. Lindsay's doing great. And I think she's enjoyed telling other individuals about what it means to be a donor. And I think that's so important.
Right. Otherwise, people wait for a long time on lists for a deceased donor, a living donor, especially in what's called an altruistic donor like Lindsay. Just is just fantastic.
It's almost every time that someone asks me this question, it does bring tears to my eyes. You've left with this feeling of being grateful, being thankful, you know, because there are a lot of people on dialysis today. And perhaps if someone would step forward and at least get checked, you lose nothing by getting checked for a loved one or for a friend. And to have someone that I did not expect, who, she doesn't look like me, she's a woman. I mean, and so somebody that's in your office, but you never would have expected that person would be the person to offer their kidney is amazing to me. And it just goes to show that you never know that the people around you, how you might be an asset or how they might be an asset in order to help save your life. And so it behooves us to treat everyone with respect and kindness, really, because you don't know. Really, because